Public hearing is subdivision 2007-3, Donald K. Miller.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 127.76 acres into 49 lots, located north of Road 488, 650 feet west of U.S. Route 13A. I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments in reference to the Technical Advisory Committee.
Mr. Chairman, the PAC review of June 20th of 2007 will also be made a part of the record for this application. Mr. Lang provided each of you with a copy of that report last Wednesday. And on July 30th of this year, Mr. Miller submitted a revised plan depicting the suggestions and comments made by the PAC committee, and they've been provided a copy with that.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Miller. Still, it's been a long time, but I still recognize you.
Yes, it has been a while. I'm Don Miller, and I'm representing Mr. Leon Ellis, who's not in good health this evening, so he's not here and has asked me to represent him. Mr. Ellis is proposing a 49-lot subdivision. This is right adjacent to the last section of Hillendale. As a matter of fact, two of the streets would abut into the existing streets in Hillendale. We can only do 49 lots because of a number of the lots require engineered systems, so we are limited to the 49. We did show that on the top of the drawing, near the top of the drawing there, where future development may occur if and when Central Sewer ever gets in the area, which would be a good 20 years from now, I would suppose. We have had a feasibility study done. I'm not sure whether or not Planning and Zoning has received a copy of that.
Don't have a copy of it.
Don't have a copy. But it has been done. I will investigate where that is. It should have been forwarded several months ago. But the lots are, the configuration of the lots are, may look a little weird to you because they were configured as the soils permitted, so that a septic system and spare system as well as a well could be placed on each one of these lots without interference as to setback requirements. It will require a couple of stormwater management ponds. We have not done any geotech work on those at this time, depending on whether or not we've received preliminary approval. The roads in the subdivision will be to county regulations, and Homeowners Association will maintain those roads. I have nothing else to add at this time, but we'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any. And we'll start with Mr. Gordy.
So your smallest lot's 3/4 acre, and which probably the biggest lot?
The biggest lot is well over an acre. There's some that are 1.5 acres, and that seems to be the biggest lot is 1.5 acres. There's one, lot 44 is one, almost 2 acres, 1.99.
And the reason for that is for septic and?
It's soils.
Soils, yeah.
Yes.
And all of the strip lots in front are 3/4 acres, is that correct?
They are all 1 acre lots.
Oh, they're all 1 acre lots,
yes.
Okay. Proposing the same kind of housing on this?
Yes.
As the strip lotting?
Yes, Mr. Ellis normally builds 2 to 4 houses a year. He has 2 builders that build for him. He generally builds a ranch type home, 1-story, and he plans to continue with it. Same type of homes that are there on the strip lots out front.
The 8.74 acres future development, if that's our development, would you have it, what would your entrance be? That'd be along the Johnson Road or?
He, Mr. Ellis, felt at some point in time he may ask for a conditional use or rezoning of that area. He thought that in the future sometime they might like a country store or something in that area, but has no definite plans for it this time.
But you'd have enough room there for an entrance along Johnson Road, or?
Yes, there's 182 feet remaining along there.
And there's no lots within any wetlands, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And there'll be buffers along any farmland, or?
Yes, we're proposing a buffer. Right now, the land to the left there, to the west of the Glenn R. Jones, there was a preliminary subdivision designed for that. I don't know if that was ever approved or not. But we left a street butting up there in case it is. Also left the, it is under till right now, or a good portion of it is.
I think we approved that. I think
and we left a 30-foot buffer there as well in back of the strip lots.
Okay. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Wheaton, right now.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Miller. I see back by lots 10 and 11 you have a future road, which I guess is a stub street type arrangement.
Yes, many times the highway department likes that, fire marshal too, to have access to another subdivision, and that was really the sole purpose of it.
Thank you. And likewise over... looks like, I guess it's Hawk Drive. Did you indicate those streets were probably going to connect to Hillendale?
Yes, there are two streets there near lots 19 and 21 that would match into the existing streets in Hillendale.
Thank you. Have the stormwater management ponds, have they been sized?
Not at this time, no. Just a very... very rough calculation, but they haven't been sized due to the one on the right's probably going to have to be some sort of infiltration, and we just haven't gone.
The one over by the railroad. How about pond number one? Do you have a rough idea of what the surface size of that may end up being?
It may be about as large as we've shown it on this drawing. Depth to the water table is not too far down, mm-hmm. So that means the size of the pond's going to area of the pond would be a lot greater than you would normally consider.
But well, not being an engineer, but if that area is 11.91 acres, that surface area of that pond could be 6 to 8 acres in that site.
It could possibly be that
possibly.
Large.
All right, sir. And the engineered systems that you're talking about, if you'd be kind enough to give the public and eyes an idea of what they are, we may have a working knowledge of like LPPs and sand mounds. What would these be like? Are they?
We tried to avoid any sand mound situation. They're difficult to market that on a lot. So we're talking LPPs primarily.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are some standard gravity systems, not too many of them. The majority of them would be LPP.
Okay. And the other considerations of 99.9C, you feel as though you favorably address them in the layout of the considerations in the subdivision ordinance?
Yes, I think we have addressed them, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
That's all, sir.
Okay. Mr. Johnson? Yes, are there any wetlands on this parcel?
Yes, there are some. There's a Johnson Road has a small swale that runs from it, and they depicted the sides of that ditch as a wetland area. But as far as most people be concerned, no, there's no wetlands on it. It's just this little ditch is wet itself.
So there's no wetlands in any of the lot lines?
No wetlands on any of the lots.
And how about sidewalks? Are any sidewalks being proposed?
No, we're not proposing any sidewalks.
How about streetlights?
We're not proposing any streetlights, no.
And how about a school bus shelter?
That hasn't been discussed. Right now, I'd say no. There's no school bus shelter planned at this time.
So the only amenities I see are the some open areas in the around the stormwater management ponds, and looks like a couple grassy areas there in the center.
Yes, that's correct.
I have no further questions. So, Mr. Burton.
The two streets that go into Hillendale, so this will be part of, you'll be able to trade back and forth with?
Should be able to travel right through Hillendale and vice versa, yes.
Yeah, how many homes are in Hillendale?
I don't know the answer to that. Probably well over 100. But
it's developed in three phases, I believe.
Yeah.
Over 20 some odd years, or maybe 30 years, probably 30 years.
That's first started in 74, I believe, yes.
No further questions.
All right, sir, Mr. Lane.
I don't know if I missed it. I heard the answer to the future development of the 8.74 acres near Johnson Road. What about the future development of the 40 acres or 39 acres to the rear?
That's just going to be left idle at this time. It cannot do anything with it unless Central Sewer were to come to the area, and then they...
Okay, so if it was to be developed, it'll come back under another application?
That's correct, yes.
And then if you did that, you may have to have a substantial or 51% approval for expansion of that this subdivision to be able to develop that subdivision in the future, just for informational purposes. But it's an expansion of the streets and the development that pre-existed.
Okay. Mr. Miller is hoping that that will be somebody else's problem.
I certainly am.
No questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Couts?
No additional questions.
Okay, Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thank you.
Okay, I don't have any questions either. Mr. Miller, if you would be so kind as to take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2007-3, Donald K. Miller? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2007-3? Yes, ma'am. Step right up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
My name is Jane Gibbons. I live on Road 488. We have 200 acres of farmland that we're trying to keep farmland. I fail to see what another development will do agriculturally. As far as we're concerned, it would definitely add to the traffic flow from 488 onto 13A. That's just a few of the things that come to mind. As far as the houses that Mr. Ellis built last year, they are still for sale. At one time, there were as many as 6 houses for sale on that one road. And these are just a few things that come to mind. That's about all I have to say. I'm just a small voice of opposition that may not amount to anything. But if you're trying to farm in that particular area and you get on the road with a tractor, combine, or anything else, it's already congested. You add 49 units, that's at least 100 vehicles of some sort coming and going on Road 488. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Is there anyone else would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning.